What a great year it was for the Prescott Cardinals girls basketball team. They finished their 2020-21 season at 18-3 overall and regional runner-up. To look back at the 2020-21 season, especially the last couple of games, head coach Rob Radloff of the Cardinals joined Kitty WA Sports as we start with their semifinal victory against the Duran Panthers at home.
Yeah, Friday was a good game. We played well. It was a good final game for the seniors at home. And overall, the girls did well. I mean, they came to play. They were focused. They wanted to go Duran, and they wanted to go as deep as we could. And Duran was no joke. We were prepared for them, and we knew that they were going to put a lot of pressure on us. And we came to play, and the girls did very well. We handled the pressure, and we put up, I believe, the most points that Duran has given up all season. So it was a great game.
What was also awesome was the fact that that game at home against Duran featured student fans for the first time this school year, and they definitely made a difference along the baseline. Coach Radloff and the girls will never forget it.
That was one of the highlights, I would almost say, for the girls, probably for the season, just to finally have that atmosphere that they should have had all season long. And it actually gave us that tournament time feeling, and it was a great atmosphere, and it just made a huge difference. And just the first 5 minutes, I started losing my voice because, you know, I haven't had to yell over the crowd at all, and my assistants were making fun of me. I'm like, well, but, you know, that's the way it should be. That should have, you know, lots of fans. But like you said, it was just a great atmosphere, and the girls deserved that.
As soon as the Cardinals beat Duran on their home floor, the clock turned on once again as a countdown for tickets in La Crosse, as the Cardinals would then travel down to La Crosse to play Aquinas in the regional title game. There wasn't much time between Friday night's win and Saturday's regional championship to get ready for the top team in the state. There's no doubt Friday night, it was a fast transition.
Yeah, it was a tough week because we couldn't overlook Duran, and as you try to prepare for Aquinas, you know, you can't assume anything, but they're the number one seed. They're the school that, you know, everybody's after. You know, in some rankings, they're the third in the state overall. So I wish we had a day to just kind of really focus on them, but we were able to do that the next morning. And the girls, they were ready to go after it. I mean, they knew what we had to do going into it. We had a game plan before it, and I think they wanted to play them. We were just kind of getting the short stick all season of the way things were going, and we wanted to prove that, you know, we're no joke as a team. And I think, you know, going down there, we gave them a run for their money.
On to the regional championship game at La Crosse Aquinas, where the Cardinals trailed by double digits early on in that first half, but stormed back to get to within four at the halftime buzzer, and the Cardinals are really feeling good after the break. Coach Radloff on the first half on the road in the regional title game.
Just to make those runs, I mean, they started off, you know, they came at us. It was hard to get film on them. I only had, I think, four games to really get film on them, and they came at us with that full court pressure, which surprised us a little bit because we hadn't seen a whole lot of that on film. So, you know, we had to make some adjustments, and, you know, us coming off the bus and getting loose. And so Aquinas started off, and they came at us right away, which we expected, but the girls did not back down. They went right back at them. So it was kind of like a boxing match where they threw some punches and we threw some punches back. And, you know, that first half was a great half of basketball. It was fun to be part of that. Great to see our girls just battle so hard, and the want that they wanted to give them everything that they had. And they definitely gave it to them that first half.
The two halves were a tale of two different games for the Prescott Cardinals in a shootout in the first half, with Aquinas leading 47-43. But Aquinas turned down the offense just a little bit, slowed the game down, and outscored Prescott 30-19 down the stretch in the second half. What changed offensively and defensively for both teams after that halftime break? Coach Radloff with more.
Well, I think, you know, some of the stuff that they were doing with that full court press, they were allowing us to get the ball up the floor, and we were getting some good looks, nice layups and stuff out of that. So they adjusted and went to that 1-3-1 half-court trap, which we hadn't seen, didn't know that was in their arsenal, but I should have expected it. It cost us a little bit there for a run where we didn't make the adjustments like we should have as quickly, and there was just a couple weak side shots that we just didn't make there. And, you know, both of us, we made our adjustments, and we did slow things down and put a lot of pressure on each other because you could kind of see how things were going, and we had to try to shut down Donarski, who was just a force for us. And we were gambling with a couple other girls that they had. We were hoping they wouldn't make the shots, which they end up doing. It was disappointing in the outcome, but like I said, you know, I couldn't be prouder of the girls.
Whether you're a coach, a fan, or even a radio broadcaster, saying goodbye to this four-girl Cardinals senior class is going to be tough.
Yeah, one of a kind for sure to have four strong seniors like that. And, you know, it's easy where a lot of people, you know, with the team always want to focus on Bella and, you know, not to take anything away from Bella and her great career that she's had. But I think you're right where a lot of people are going to think of the team as those four seniors and everything that they contributed. And, you know, you're going to have a lot of younger girls that are looking up to this team. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of girls that are going to want to be a Bella Lenz. And there's going to be a lot of girls that want to be a Nicole Dahlman. But there's going to be a lot of girls that want to be a Tori Bank and a Sydney Matzer too because of how hard they work on the floor and what they contribute. Definitely spoiled with having those four. And it's going to be weird not having them around next year.
But there is no doubt that graduating senior Bella Lenz on her way to Michigan Tech University is one of the best Cardinal basketball players to ever play the game, male or female. What a great 4 years this was for Cardinal fans to take in one of the best that's ever worn the Cardinal jersey.
You know, I'm just really excited for Bella's future. She's going to excel up in Michigan Tech. She's going to love playing college basketball. It's so much different than high school and going to a great program, and their program is very successful, and she's going to fit right in, you know, with the Huskies up there. And so for me, just knowing what she's going to be going to and what her future holds, is I'm just really excited for her. And I think she was content with, even though obviously, you know, she wanted to get to state and everything that was handed to her this year with COVID and everything else, she handled it pretty strongly and, you know, had a great year and put up great numbers. And what a great kid to have part of your program.
Even though the Cardinals lose four very talented seniors both on and off the floor, the Cardinals do realize that they had some players on the bench that could have started for any other team in the Middle Border Conference. Many of those kids will be back next year in starting spots, and the Cards won't miss a step. Coach Radloff on the future.
You know, it's always a good feeling to know when you have four seniors that leave, but you know that the program is not taking a turn and that we're going to remain strong. And I've already been racking my brain this week on, you know, a plan with these girls next year. And it's just great to know that we have talent, you know, to step right in there. And lots of work to be done over the summer and get these girls prepared so that we can just continue what, you know, the seniors have helped build.
Coach Radloff hopes all of his girls play multiple sports heading into next year.
It's huge. And, you know, if I ever have a kid that says, oh, I just want to focus on basketball, I have a quick sit down with that kid and, you know, you need to be involved in something else, or you should do this because I think you might be good at track or whatever it is, because you're absolutely right. There's so many kids that just seem to focus on one sport with all these extra clubs and AUs and everything else. It's so much more than that.
More at kiddiewa.com.